Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! No!
The Bengals starts now.
And we're back, baby! Here we go again, Baltimore. Going down the same old road we always go. Like last week, we played the Ravens at Paycor. And I've made up my mind. I ain't flipping no more coins.
And welcome back to
Fuck You, We Like the Bengals.
I'm your host, Alex Schubert. Sitting across from me, per use,
Lloyd Johnson.
Dude, we're getting to the playoffs.
Yep.
It was, we took last week off.
We took the second half of last week.
We took last week off. We were going to do the episode, but then, like, right after the thing, which we will get into, I know we're all tired of hearing about it, but we haven't discussed it yet, so yeah. Fucking put up with it. We were going to do the episode, but we were not going to do roasts.
Yeah, or a song or any, like, the goofy part.
No, it was just going to be, like, because we thought Damar Hamlin was going to croak.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to sound like, we thought he was going to die.
No, I don't think that's how it sounded at all.
Like, we thought Damar Hamlin was going to die. So
I mean, he did.
Like, yeah, he did. Like, he was revived. He was Nikki Sixth.
Yeah, he did die. So
yeah, but then he was revived. Shout out to the on-field trainers for the Bills. Shout out to anyone who donated to his charity. Shout out to UC Medical. Just a lot of people to thank. I mean, I know that it doesn't really have any impact on us, but like yeah, they still deserve our thanks.
Yeah. I don't know if we're the ones who need to thank them, but yeah.
Yeah. So you want to get into it?
Yeah, let's go.
I was at that game.
I was not.
Yeah. So admittedly, I was talking to my friend, an ex I still talk to about this, like literally today. When the injury happened, I was still a bit drunk from the tailgate.
Nice.
So, and also we can talk about this now, like, especially considering like what happened and shit. Like, it was just horrifying at the start. And also, like, I was still pretty dazed. So I didn't see the injury at first. I didn't see him collapse at first. I didn't see what was going on. I'm just like, cause at first I was like, I had seen injuries before. You're watching Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. So you have a much better idea of what's going on than I do.
Yeah.
So, like, how many times did they replay the Damar Hamlin thing on ESPN?
A handful. I don't remember. But my problem, I saw it right away. I literally, like, messaged a friend of mine, like, I think that dude just died. Because, like, he got hit, he stood up, and then he just, like, and then fell down. And I was watching as he fell, like, that looks real bad.
Yeah, it's, like, a non-contact injury is one of the scariest injuries. And I realize this is a contact injury. But, like, when they fall immediately. Am I making sense? I'm kind of losing my train of thought.
No, I got what you're saying.
Like, that, there was contact. But then the actual, like, I'm going down thing didn't happen. Like, he got back up. Everything's fine. Oh, nope, we're going down.
Yeah, it was. That always makes it, like, way more eerie. Like, more, like, serious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got back up and then went back down. That's That means like something so fucked up was happening that your body didn't even process that it was that fucked yet.
Yep. And then like your body just recognizes and it just like shuts down because it was allegedly it was called commotio cordis, I believe.
Something like that, but
where it's like T, and it's not T's fault. It's just a freak accident that happened. And then and also we're talking about this, you guys are in the loop on this, but it was just a freak accident.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the hate that T got was fucking disgusting.
It like and completely unnecessary. Like people were calling him like a murderer and just saying like it was your fault. And then even Damar Hamlin's family was like, "Fuck off."
Oh, yeah, they handled it fantastic.
Yeah.
Like even I can't remember someone in his family was like kind of like in a weird way it couldn't have happened in a better spot because they basically were like they had more or less told the family like if it had been anywhere else around here like they would have had to take you to UC eventually.
Yeah.
So like the fact that he was 2 minutes from UC, they were like
yeah, and they had an ambulance on call and
well, I mean, like, yeah, there's someone, and it was, I think it's like a cousin or something, had like sent out something. Like, in a weird way, it's kind of cool. It's kind of good that it happened there. And it's like, that doesn't sound right. Like, you know what he was trying to say? It just didn't track. It didn't sound right.
It's like one of those, like, if it's any consolation or at least kind of things.
Yeah.
And so I admittedly, like, because I was in the stadium, I had no idea what was going on. Like, I didn't know the severity of the injury. And I say that because I was a little drunk when this happened. I saw the ambulance and I shouted, is that the ice cream man?
Of course you did.
My seat neighbor Peggy was like, Alex! And I'm like, I'm sorry.
So another friend of mine was at the game and was like sending me a message like, once like everybody kind of got filled in on what was happening more or less, like when it was in that period where the screens all had like just the game spawn pause or whatever.
Yeah. The stadium didn't tell us shit.
Well,
we had to figure it out
ourselves. That's what I'm saying. Once everybody kind of got it, she said somebody in her section stood up and started being like, who and like, it said like everyone just turned around like, shut the fuck up. And then like dude just sat down for a minute and then just got up and left.
Really?
Like, he was like, yeah, I think the way it was described, it was like that vibe. Like, you're about to get fucked up. Say something else. Do something. Yeah. Like, because once everybody's kind of figured out, like, oh, this is, they're doing CPR.
Yeah. And I've never, I don't think I've ever seen that during a football game.
Yeah, I've never seen CPR during a football game.
Like, I've seen, because at first I'm like, and this feels weird to say, and all things considered, but like I've seen spinal cord injuries before.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen brutal ACL injuries. I've seen Achilles get torn. I've seen bones get broken.
Yeah.
I have never been worried that someone was going to breathe their final breath on an NFL football field.
Yeah.
I've never in a million years. I mean, I mean, I say this because like they're safe and protected like with as much as they can be obviously
right.
with 250 pound guys spearheading that they're as safe as they can be which is still not all that safe. I
mean, we know like injuries are part of the game. Someone dying isn't really part of the game.
No, that's not in someone's contract,
not until 10 years after they retire anyway.
Yes, very true. Maybe it could be 5 to 10, who knows.
Yeah, you can say out it.
It's too soon. It's been 10 years. No, I kid. When he shot himself, did he say ow? That, Tubes, was too soon.
No.
No, it's fine. But, no. So, did you see what the article I posted the day after?
I don't know. I saw a lot of shit, man.
So, yeah. There was a lot of shit. It was just like, so it literally consumed my thoughts for, like, the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know which one you're talking
about. That's all I could think about for a day was, like, is this guy going to be okay and all that shit. But then I saw Big Daddy Drew McGarry. He was tweeting about it a lot because, like, it's, like, a fucking huge event. Which, first of all, I want to bring this up. I don't, like, because I was in person for this. And I don't think, like... I think the fact that I was seeing it in person kind of made me not realize this, like, oh my God, this is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't real. I think, is that making sense?
Yeah, you don't ever think, like, you don't ever think you're witnessing something that crazy.
Bingo. Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. But, like, it's just, like, a huge event, and then I saw Daddy McGarry tweeting about it, and I literally just, like, I literally felt compelled to DM him. I'm just like, I'm at the game right now. They are about to shut it down, and people are just, like, it, like, people were, like, really upset and obviously very upset. Like, there was a near my section, a video went viral of like Bills and Bengals fans doing the Lord's Prayer together. That was like fucking a section over from me, and I was there for it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I knew like shit was bad. So then I just felt compelled to DM him, and then he literally responded to me. He's like, can I interview you? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever you need, 100%. And this, I'm just like, I'm excited to be on Defector, but I also, like, weirdly don't feel like I can be. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm on Defector, but for, like, the weirdest reason possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird spot to be in, but it yeah. is what it is. I mean, it just is. It's...
Yeah. And then, so my walk back from the stadium to my car, completely sobered up.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And then I thought this was very funny. I walked past a restaurant that had the game, like, the coverage on and shit. And I just looked in the window for a little bit, just see if everything was okay. But what I didn't realize before I looked in was that right on the other side of the window were two girls who saw me looking in the window. They were like, ah! And I'm like, ah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, usually girls have to go on 2 dates before you start standing outside their window staring in.
I'm just like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm concerned. I'm just like, nothing is less reassuring than I'm just making sure everything's okay.
Like, why would it not be?
Yeah, they just looked over me. And I'm like, nope, that. I'm sorry. That, just making sure Damar Hamlin's okay.
You can always count on Alex to Alex.
There was also one dude, I thought this was like horrible timing. There was a one dude like outside the stadium, like, you know, like people were walking out. People were just like, no one's saying a word. And then, like, there's a guy outside the stadium banging on his bucket drums. I'm like, dude, not the time.
He probably had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. But I'm just like, read the room a little. I thought it was funny. I'm like, read the room a little bit.
Probably just like, oh, they lost or something. Like, probably someone who doesn't, you know, pay attention to
football.
This
was a game that ended awfully quickly.
Yeah. So.
So many rushes. And, like, man, no one took any timeouts.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Yeah. But. So all that happened, and it literally consumed my thoughts for, like, I was just so, like, I took the day off work. I was just so stressed out, and just, I just witnessed something that was just, at the time, just fucking.
Surreal?
Yes, exactly. It was surreal in the worst kind of way. And I was, like, it took me a while to process it.
Again, I can imagine just being, you know, present for something like that. Yeah. Like the same thing that makes your brain like, oh, I'm not witnessing something that crazy. Once you realize it was, you're like, oh, shit, I witnessed something that crazy.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a heavy, heavy switch for your brain to go through.
And I also, like, a lot of people were like, are you okay? And I'm like, I also wanted to make sure that I didn't make it about me.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, like, it'll fuck up anyone that sees it. But it pales in comparison to what Damar had to go through, to what Damar Hamlin's family had to go through, to what T. Higgins had to go through.
To what just all the teammates that know this person intimately and are around them all the, you know, all the time. Yeah, it's hard to give your insights on something or your view of something like that crazy without seeming like you're doing that. But, yeah, it didn't feel like that's what you were doing, so.
Never. And I weirdly say is that I fucking chug. I'm a White Claw. Oh, that was really good, actually.
Yummy!
I like White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had 4 of those before the Bills game.
4 whole White Claws?
8%. I mean, I drank like 4 of those. And like four. I realize that you have a... I realize your liver wears a cape, Lloyd. It really does.
Hey.
But... No, so that all happened, and so Damar's okay. It seems like he's going to be okay. Yeah. Like, he literally today, it looked like he was discharged from the Buffalo hospital.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't see.
Yeah, so he looks okay. And
I feel like you kind of just answered this whole next question.
Yeah. No, I was just scrolling to the slide scrolling to the slide's sake. But if what percentage would you give DeMar Hamlin returning to the NFL?
Very low.
Very low. If he does, it's the story of a generation. Because like it's only been it also weirdly seems like it was so long ago, but it was last fucking week.
Yeah, yeah. So
it was 9 days ago from when we were recording.
Yeah.
But it just felt so surreal. It was like partially alcohol, part surrealism. I was like, what am I witnessing right now?
Yeah, even watching, like I said, I messaged a friend of mine, like, I think that guy might have just died.
Yeah. Like, it was so surreal, and we're grateful he's okay. And there were so many people, like, the majority of people were just, like, grateful that he was okay and just supporting him. And shout out to the people that fucking supported his charity. There was something really funny about that. There was a furniture store or something like that. I forget what it was. But they put up a graphic about how a furniture store donated more than the Washington Commanders organization. It was so good.
Like Andy Dalton threw in $3,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, some of the ones that you saw, you're like,
But no, we're great. We're grateful that like he's healthy. Seemingly, he's going to make a recovery. Whether it's a full recovery, whether he plays football again. I think the Bills are keeping him under contract.
Yeah, they're doing something so they don't actually put him on IR so he doesn't get a reduced rate in his pay.
Yeah. That's a good move, honestly.
So, yeah, throughout the season, I think, and then there's a whole different way it works if it
– Yeah.
There's a contract terminated because of something like that, so.
Well, whatever it is, we're grateful that he's going to be okay because I was just like – we were going to have like a very somber episode of Fuck You. Like, yeah. We weren't going to do roasts last week.
Yeah. It was almost like one of those things where I was like, yeah, I guess we can do it. Just let's not do the roast. And you're like, in no song. I was like, yeah, that seems to. Yeah. And then just, it was almost like, why? I don't think anyone needs this right now.
No. No, like, we didn't need, like, It would have felt weird to go from DeMar Hamlin could have died to Lamar Jackson looks like a frog. No, that would have been very just a hard fucking right. I mean,
you wouldn't have felt right about that.
No, not even a little bit. It also kind of worked out because we're playing the Ravens for a second week in a row.
Yeah. So
you want to talk? You want to
get? Yay.
You want to get a little bit in, like, is we would have had to roast a team that we've roasted a ton already 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't have to. If I had to write these two weeks back to back, I'd have just.
I don't blame you. I don't blame
week,
you at all.
This week would have been the weakest. But like, he's fucking stupid. That guy's ugly. I don't know. I got nothing else, man.
Dude, I couldn't even roast Tyler Huntley this week. I'm just like, I got nothing. I've already called him Dollar Store Lamar Jackson 5 times.
Yeah, yeah. There's only so many ways you can. There's certain people, like, you roast them a few times, and it's like, that's every interesting thing or notable thing about them.
Yep.
So now you're just scrambling for anything.
Yeah. It's wild.
So, yeah, I'm glad that we didn't have to.
But we played him last week.
Yeah. Sort of.
What the fuck happened last week?
And we fucking pulled it off.
We did.
It, honestly, the only meaning the game had was to just avoid a coin flip.
Yeah.
And we still did not avoid a coin flip.
That's true.
Because Joseph Mixon scored.
and he clearly follows Chad on Twitter.
Yeah! Dude, yeah. Mixon rules.
Yeah, Chad Johnson with the, I'm sure everybody who listens to this probably already saw it, but like Chad Johnson, like, if anyone on the Bengals score and you know has any sense of fucking whatever, they'll do a coin flip celebration. Mixon immediately does it, and Chad Johnson, like, immediately, he fucking did it. And he's like, I got you on whatever fine they send.
And they, I don't think they fined him.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I would have heard something in the group chat.
Yeah, I would think I would have, so.
It was fucking awesome. And we're happy that we were able to make that happen. And honestly, I'm pulling up the box score because I didn't really care to put it on the Bengals Racins. There we go. Some stats. Joseph Lee, 25 of 42 for 215 yards and a tutty, which was a beautiful throw to Chase.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Mixon, 11 rushes, 27 yards and a tutty. Leading receivers, Jamar Chase, 8 receptions, 86 yards and a tutty. Tyler Boyd, 551. Mixon, 541. T. Higgins, 1 reception, 7 yards.
Yeah, it seemed like he just wasn't himself.
Yeah, I mean, especially after like the heavy fucking week he had last week. Let's get right back into it. Like the heavy fucking week he had, like one, like he was like ridden with guilt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the hospital for hours and hours on end.
Just making sure that Damar Hamlin was okay.
Yeah. Like they said, he went up there like 11:40 that night and stayed like until sometime in the morning.
Really?
And everyone's like, dude, go home.
Like, Higgins is such a good dude.
Yeah, he seems like a real, like, sweet kid.
Yeah. And his family rules, too.
Yeah, for like, sure.
God rest in peace to Platinum Lacteville, his dad.
But, yeah, his mom's real fun, gives him shit
dude,
all the time.
Dude, she was at the Bengals, Bengal Gym tailgate on Sunday.
Yeah.
She fucking rules. I forgot what I was going to say, but that's totally okay. Zach Taylor was also smart for not showing his cards this week because he knew like it was a very realistic situation that he would have to play the Ravens.
Yeah.
So he just took his foot off the gas. I mean, they had a few plays and they did enough. They did what they needed to do to win the game.
Yeah.
That's all they needed to do.
Yeah. It definitely had that feel of like, well, we're not going to show you everything right now. Like,
yeah. And they might be facing Anthony Brown this week.
Yeah.
So they also might not have to show all their cards this week.
True.
And it's very likely that they're going to be playing the Bills in round two. So.
Of course it
is. Yeah. And it's very likely they're gonna have to, if they win, they're going to play the Chiefs in round three.
Yeah, it's
God fun. Damn.
Same people.
Yeah, that's totally okay. But it's, I mean.
I hate the way it's set up. Like,
what do you mean?
Just that conferences, divisions, like it makes too much of the same shit where you're playing the same people all the fucking time. Like,
yeah, it's like it's three. There are three teams right now whose window to win the Super Bowl is now in the AFC: the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Bengals, because they have the three best quarterbacks in the AFC, which are Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow.
Yeah.
But it's going to be that way for the foreseeable future, and I'm glad one of those three teams are us.
True. Very true.
Yes. But we did...
Unless you're on AFC War Room.
Fuck that group, dude.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
I hate that group so much.
Yeah.
But I think there were a couple of injuries during that game. One was Alex Kappa, who, like, he walked off the field and very slowly walked off the field.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Yeah, but he was at the Bengals practice today. Yeah,
on a cart and a boot.
Yeah, on the fucking scooter and shit. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that gives you some thought that, you know, he might be able to be back at some time for playoffs or Super Bowl or whatever, you know.
Yeah. We hope. Because Sharping is, he's like the kind of the filling guy right now, yeah. Right? I don't hate that guy.
I mean, he played fairly well.
Yeah.
Honestly, Adeniji played one of the best games he's had as a Bengal.
Yeah, I knew Adeniji was going to step up because, like, he's been waiting for this chance because they signed Lyle Collins, and then I feel like Adeniji kind of had this fuck you attitude.
Yeah.
The attitude that we have every episode because that's our podcast name.
Yay.
We're going to roast the Ravens again. We're going to try. If you want better jokes, go back in the archives.
Yeah, yeah. Just go back to any other Ravens game where we.
Yeah, but like, So Kappa walked out. I saw T during the game get leveled.
Yeah, he got cracked.
And immediately players started kneeling. Which I get, especially after the DeMar Hamlin thing happened last week. People were just like worried and shit, which I get that.
Yeah, it just seems like that weird poetic kind of like thing that would happen of like the guy catching hell for her, like.
Yeah. Like he's had a hell week.
Yeah, he just, when it rains, it fucking pours, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Also, I forgot to bring this up. Fucking, I didn't mean to spit right there, but did you see Stephon Diggs visit him in the hospital?
No.
Well, he tried to go visit him in the UC emergency room, and I think some sort of security guard might have stopped him. And then the guy goes, "Hey, fuck you! I'm Stephon Diggs."
Of course he did.
Yeah, I think he's like, "Oh, you're a teammate, and you're also a billionaire, so by all means."
Oh yeah, sorry.
But that's okay. And again, we're happy he's okay, and we're happy T's likely going to be ready for the playoff game. I think. Also, while we're talking about the Ravens, Lamar. He might not be a Raven next year.
Not after paying fucking Smith all that money.
So they literally gave Roquan Smith that extension. And because like the whole narrative last offseason was pay Lamar.
Yeah.
And now it's, I get the Ravens' perspective of not paying because he's been out for 6 games. How do you pay a guy? And I want NFL players to get paid. They deserve their money. Absolutely 100%. I also understand from an organizational standpoint being hesitant to extend a guy who has been hurt for 6 games in a row.
And how many seasons in a row has he had an injury?
Yeah. And when he's on the field, he's the best athlete on the field. He also does have an inaccurate arm.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a missile of an arm.
For sure.
But it depends on where it goes.
Yeah. If he can get it where it's going, it'll look great.
I mean, I've seen that guy throw I've seen the guy throw 70-yard bombs.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anyone doubts that he's talented. Is he going to be there? Is he going to throw it to his guys more than other guys?
But the Ravens, they have formed their offense around not just Lamar Jackson, but the idea of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Like every quarterback on their depth chart, Tyler Huntley, Anthony Brown, they're all dual threats.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like if Lamar gets hurt and you have to throw in like say a Case Keenum.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to change the whole dynamic of your offense.
Yeah. So I mean it's gonna be interesting to see what they do because it almost seems like they can't get rid of him.
How so?
Because, like you're saying, they built the whole offense around it.
Yeah.
So you're going to just change. I mean, they've drafted around that concept.
Yeah.
For a handful of years now. So now are you going to try and find another quarterback that does that? Or are you going to take the best guy available? Or are you going to rely on someone you're developing?
They have a lot of questions they need to answer. And if they don't answer them properly, we might see some bad Ravens teams.
Yeah. Like you said, you might end up with some guy, you know, like Case Keenum or something, you know, end up starting next year and be like, all right, well, we'll figure it the fuck out, I guess. Like,
we'll try.
Well, yeah, you're probably going to have get some wide receivers now.
Yeah. I mean, like, because I always say the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Patriots are the three teams that can't draft receivers for shit. I mean, the Eagles made one of the best trades of the offseason.
Oh, for sure.
A.J. Brown for Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
And I get that Treylon Burks is a rookie. I get that he's developing. But would you rather have Treylon Burks or A.J. motherfucking Brown?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
That was a great trade on the Eagles' part.
Yeah. I remember even when seeing it being like, seems weird, but all right.
The best trade of this season, and I hate to say this, the Steelers. They made the best trade of the midseason.
Which trade?
They traded Chase Claypool for the 33rd overall pick.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant trade.
Yeah. That's,
fuck the Steelers forever. But God damn it, that's a great trade.
What's the odds that they're the ones who initiated that? I bet you anything it was someone being like, we gotta have a fuck receiver. Get that guy.
So Uncle Cy's nephew, Ethan Hydorn, put it best.
Madonna scale Ethan.
What's up?
Madonna scale Ethan.
Yes. The Bears acquiring Chase Claypool was their way of finding out if Justin Fields is their guy.
That's fair.
Which they didn't even need him because the best NFL quarterback in Ohio State history is Justin Fields when he doesn't throw. Am I wrong?
No, it's just a funny thing to say.
It is a funny thing to say. But they made it work, and honestly, shout out to the Bears are such a they're a rebuilding franchise. And now they don't have what is basically a first round pick.
Yes, it feels like a very strange choice, but they did it, so.
So considering that situation, there are rumors that the Bears are going to trade back in the draft. If I'm them, I absolutely trade back in the draft.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a second round pick. Acquire more shit so you can rebuild. You have the first overall pick and you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Bryce Young is going to be drafted number one. Trade down or you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I can't see. I can't see spending a number one pick on.
I think it's like a
most defense, of shit they need.
Defensive tackle from Georgia, I think, is like the top non-quarterback, top guy that isn't Bryce Young. I think if I'm them, I look. So the Texans are at number two.
Yeah.
And Davis Mills he's a pedestrian guy. He's not the answer. So if I'm them, I'm calling the Colts right the fuck now.
Yeah.
And being like, hey, the Texans are going to draft Bryce Young unless you want our pick.
And what you can get me for it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yep. So back to the Bengals. So also, I don't mean to be rambling this whole fucking episode.
It's all good, bro.
Yeah, dude. I'm in.
It's another Ravens episode.
It's another Ravens episode, and I'm glad you get to be around someone you like hearing ramble sometimes.
That's another episode for another day.
Yeah, it's for another time.
Yes, it is. We have a game versus the Ravens. If we face Anthony Brown, it's a super winnable game, and one of my brains will tell you why.
Okay.
This might be a shorter episode. We can ramble on about comedy later because it's going. Yeah. It's going really fucking well. So, you ready to take down these motherfuckers?
Let's do this.
Let's fucking do this. Also, shout out to Sports Drink, our podcast network, spelled on Instagram, @ Sports Drink, without the vowels. Try not to let the funk out and everything else that's in the read that we forgot to do. So, we haven't been sent reads all year.
Yeah.
So, that's totally fine. Just shout out to Sports Drink. They're the fucking best. Go follow them. Go follow Andrew Stevens, who is on. He's on HBO now.
Is he?
He got an HBO show.
Oh, shit.
I'll have to look this up real quick because I want to find him on because Have you seen Andrew Stevens before?
Yeah.
Very tall man.
Yeah, yeah.
He got tagged to play a former NBA player.
Oh, okay.
No, Andrew Stevens is awesome. Let me see. Let me log into his Twitter. Whoever is there, hello.
It's Breezes.
Oh, hello, Breezy. Uh-huh. All right. So I'm going to look this up. There we go. We'll find it later. But that's totally okay. I want to find this so bad. But that's okay. Ready to roast the Ravens?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's fucking get to it. We're going to start with, we have multiple mascots. And Lloyd and I were talking, we might not be doing mascots next year.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. So first up, Edgar and Allen. The Ravens mascots are Edgar and Allen, whose numbers are 101 and 102. After the number of passing yards the Ravens get per game. Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, I got my Alex joke out of the way right off the bat.
You want to get to Poe?
Yep.
Let's fucking do it.
So
let's get to the worst Teletubby.
At the beginning of the season, Poe blew out a knee, and at the end, Lamar did too. You know what that tells me? Baltimore's weak in the knees.
Yeah. The owner, Steve Biscotti.
He looks like a baseball mitt, but you know, one before Jackie Robinson was allowed to play.
Steve Biscotti owns a $20 million yacht named Winning Drive and a $2.7 billion football team named First Round Playoff Exit. Steve Biscotti also owns two Falcon Jets, which will be perfect to transport Lamar Jackson to either sign with the Falcons or the Jets.
Nice.
Ernest goes to underpay Lamar Jackson. That's what we always say. The GM, Eric DaCosta.
You go first because I got the...
What's your burn, baby?
He's like the reverse of that movie Radio. Like, but in this version, the coach is... never mind. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I said Eric DaCosta's gap tooth is a perfect representation of how far apart the Ravens organization is with Lamar Jackson's contract negotiations. I'm on this, dude.
I see it.
Coaching.
Johnny Harbs.
He seems like the type of dude who has legally changed his own birthday to January 6th.
What did I say? He looks like if a Kohl's rewards card was a person. And since we might not be roasting him much longer.
Quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Shout out to Breezy. She actually helped me.
Thank you, Breezy.
So I said he looks like he's wearing a Lamar Jackson mask that is too small for his head.
Future Miami Dolphin Lamar Jackson once said that a Twitter troll has never smelled a football field and garnered controversy after he said that he never, quote, did shit but eat dick. The controversy was due to the fact that that the statement should have been said about Alex Schubert's comedy. Hey, wait a minute. Who wrote that burn? I do not approve of this.
That's other Alex. You fall asleep and then you wake up like Fight Club style and just say mean shit about yourself.
It's Tribuks Zella.
Yep.
That's my alter ego.
I got it.
Lamar Jackson is the cover athlete for NFL Pro Era, a virtual reality football game. The game is so realistic, users are able to experience their team signing Roquan Smith instead of you. And this week's starter, Anthony Brown.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll say things in Spanish, but then I realize I almost said Antonio Brown, who is already a guy.
Yep, that is a guy.
But barely.
I mean, sort of. Used to be a guy.
Yes, that used to be a guy, and now is a guy who jerks off in hotel pools. Anyway, Anthony Brown. I'm really optimistic for our chances of Anthony Brown starts, considering how bad Browns are at playing quarterback.
Solid.
Yeah, that's my Alex joke of the week. I also wanted to make sure that wasn't perceived as racist. Like, you know how good those Browns are at playing quarterback. It's like, well, not that way, sir.
Yeah, hey, tennis guy, don't say that. Put your white claw down before you.
Running back.
J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins, if you listen to him talk or see his personality, he seems like the type of dude who would lie to you about how many yards he had in the game, knowing full well you could just look it up. Like, you'd just be like, nah, dude, I had like 274 yards. You're like,
in Madden?
Like, no, you didn't, man. You didn't play in that game. He's like, nah, yeah, dude, I did. But they ain't even write that shit down. They're trying to get me.
His name is J.K. Dobbins, but his ACL should be named WTF Dobbins. Christ. He looks like Michael Strained ACL.
Strained hammy.
Yep. He looks like Michael Strahan and Kelly ripped ACL. I just realized, Louis, on the spot that he looks like Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. another running back, Gus Edwards.
He looks like he only smiles while watching a small child get bullied.
Gus Edwards was robbed at an L.A. strip club of $135,000 in jewelry, which pales in comparison to the time that Gus Edwards robbed the Ravens of $10 million.
Wide receiver.
Samuel Watkins.
Sammy Watkins is a lot like CTE. It is still a part of professional football as much as we all wish it wasn't.
Sammy, I kind of go along with that because Sammy Watkins once lashed out at fans who were mad at him for an injury by saying, quote, continue working. Can I say it the way he said it? Continue working y'all little jobs for the rest of y'all lives. You know, little jobs such as being a fourth wide receiver for the Packers or being the number one target for something called an EJ Manuel or being an emergency wide receiver when Devin Duvernay goes down. You know, little jobs.
Yeah, little jobs.
And DeMarcus Robinson.
Hey, look, you got to admire this dude's persistence. He's never been a number one receiver on any team. So he just keeps going to shittier and shittier teams until he's finally bottomed out in Baltimore. And his new thing is, if you can't tell me who the number one receiver is, you can't tell me I'm not.
I mean, I can't tell if that's DeMarcus Robinson or if prison de-aged the shit out of Bill Cosby.
He does. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Tight end.
Mark Andrews.
I'm going to change the way I eat. Not for the health benefits, just so that I'd never run the risk of having diabetes and having anything in common with this unlikable fucking thing.
Mark Andrews looks like if Drake watched Degrassi instead of acted in it.
All right.
Beloit?
Alex?
I think we got it pretty fucking good.
I think so.
I mean, considering how many times we've fucking gotten them.
Yeah, for real. Dude. It's like kicking the same fucking can down the street. Like, all right, this gets old after a while.
It does, because it's like we've roasted them so many times, and like we can only write so many jokes about them before we're just like, we're just kind of rehashing. Like, I just rehashed the Drake burn.
Yeah. Like I said, if I'd had to write these 2 weeks, like back to back for 2 weeks, that everyone would have been real bummed with this week. I just like, he's fucking ugly.
He's stupid.
He's got a stupid face, and I don't like his shirt.
I mean, I don't like any of their shirts because they have Ravens on them.
Fair, but yeah.
Predictions and bullshit.
Stand-up's been really fun recently.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, it's because like I've made 2023. I want to make it like by the end of the year, I want to be like fully on. I want to be at least a little bit on the road. Just have like a little bit of like taste of what it's like.
Yeah.
Because like I have like a whole fucking spreadsheet of, no exaggeration, 50 clubs. I'm going to like start emailing them and shit and just hoping that like, because like I told you previously, like I've been like sending out emails, but I've been sending like, hey, let me feature. Here's a 4-minute clip.
Yeah.
It's not going to get me anywhere.
No.
And I'm about to get a 25er from Dan Brady. Or no, a 20er, because I headlined Wiley's last Sunday. And I forgot to talk about this. The dude before me, Mike, you know Mike Wells? Dayton comic? That's okay. He was talking to me before during a set, and he's like, I think these jokes are stolen. And he was like telling jokes, and he wasn't even doing well. And like 4 minutes in, he just stopped entirely and also did his whole time. So it's like for the longest minute ever, people were just like, you got this, you're doing great. And I'm just like, I get that from a crowd member's perspective, but I'm in the back fuming. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? This is right before I'm trying to get a 20-minute tape here.
Yeah.
This guy's tanking. So I essentially have to, like, get a tape, but also bring the show back at the same time. So,
I don't do it, so I say nothing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But you also, like, I say, like, you know more about stand-up than most comedians in the city.
Yeah, but I just, that also comes down to, like, how it's put together, how it's booked.
Yeah.
Having someone who you're unsure about right before the end of the show seems weird. Like, yeah. A weird way to do that.
I forget how that whole thing went down, but that's kind of a blur. And I'm also like, cause like, you know, like you hang out with all of us.
Yeah.
And like, you just, you don't like, you don't inform yourself. You don't inform yourself just with podcasts. And you're not like, you're not the kind of person that's like, you're not hell bent on New York being the only scene you can move to.
Yeah. I don't get how anyone takes like that one hard line about it. It's all silly.
You see what I'm saying there, right?
Yeah.
Winky wink. Mm-hmm. that was for me. But no, like, because I have like 50 clubs, and I also looked into ones. I wasn't looking into like the fucking Comedy Cellar, or I'm not looking into like the Comedy Store in LA. I'm not looking into fucking
Zany's Nashville.
Actually, them, yes.
I know you are.
No, for like New Material Monday.
I'm just fucking with you,
man. You're good. I'm not looking into like a Miami Improv. I'm not looking into like, I mean, I'll look into Laugh Factory for like showcase spots, and I've gotten one and I bombed, but so a lot of people that show. But I'm just looking into ones like, say, Blue Room in Missouri.
Comedy Attic.
Well, they're different because you have to feature there.
Oh, so you get, I'm fucking with you, right?
No, I know.
Okay.
Yes. I realized what happened
right.
9 fucking years ago. But to be passed as a comic, but to be passed a feature, you have to have been passed at Limestone. And I'm hoping to get passed there this year because I'm going to try and get like a really good 5-minute clip and just submit it to just any festival I fucking can. But that's a big one for me, and that'd be a huge one.
Fuck yeah.
But I think I'm going to start trying to like go on the road, and if like virtual work works out, then I can just like go visit scenes and just hopefully like once I get the gist of like working like remote, just getting the hang of it and just seeing how things operate day to day and then going to visit different scenes.
How does one remote DJ?
Here's what you do. You make a mix ahead of time. Then you go home. Or no, you go to the bar. You eat chicken wings. You drink fruit punch. And then you scream at football games.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, I'm just having Milano's in my head. There, but yeah. Again, I haven't been there. I visited there just on a Sunday after Wiley's. I just went and just watched a game at the bar, but...
Just bust your balls, man.
Yeah, you're good. I'm excited for stand-up because I have I'll give a little plug a little early. Anthony DeVito hit me up, friend of the pod.
Monster comic.
So funny. He said he wants me to feature Thursday and Sunday. Not Thursday through Sunday, Thursday and Sunday. So I talked to Lee yesterday, friend of the pod, Lee Campbell. Friday is going to be Shalafu. Saturday is going to be Blake Hammond.
Nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a lineup.
Yeah, and I get to do Thursday and Sunday. I'm fucking stoked about that. I mean, I hope that at least one of those shows is like, and it's the week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which hopefully the Bengals are in. And if they are in, it'll be like, hey, we'll go out and watch Anthony DeVito. dude, there are some monsters coming up at Go Bananas.
Yeah.
Like
Tony Woods
is going to be there this weekend, I believe. February is just unbelievable. It's like Jimmy Pardo, Chad Daniels, DeVito. March, Jeffrey Asmus is going to be there. Have you seen Jeff live before?
I think so, like once.
He's such a killer.
I can't remember if I've seen stuff of his on YouTube or if I've seen him live. There's a handful of guys that I always just kind of. I know, like, when I see them, I know they're, like, some of the stuff. I remember jokes they did, but I can't remember if I saw it live or if I saw it on, like, YouTube or...
Yeah.
That's the problem with going, like, I go to a bunch of comedy shit, and that's kind of one of the only things I do. So, yeah, it blends together.
But, dude, you're right, and he's so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
And Kelsey Cook's going to be there in March. He's funny as hell. Can I give some of my show plugs?
Yeah, go nuts.
Let's fucking do it. Because you don't really have a whole lot of plugs right now, do you?
Nah.
January 17th, I'll be at the Symposium. It's a little Hyde Park place. It's a good little showcase. January 25th, I'll be at the Pro-Am at Go Bananas. February 1st, I'll be at Pivot Brewing in Lexington. February 2nd and 5th, I'll be featuring for Anthony DeVito at Go Bananas. February 16th, I'll be at the Comedy Attic.
Nice.
February 17th, I'm doing... whose show am I doing on February 17th?
Breezy's.
Ooh, I'm doing Breezy's show. It'll be too...
Is that Chameleon?
Yeah. I'm just dreading telling her that I don't want to do the show and I have to cancel, but... I'm kidding! What's that?
She said not funny.
Okay. February 25th, I'll be at the Helltown. I'll be at Helltown at the Comet. I'll be at the Helltown. What the hell am I saying? Rena Collins headlining. She's the fucking funniest.
Fuck yeah.
I'm doing a little San Francisco trip coming up. March 15th, I'll be at Buzzworks in San Francisco. March 16th, I'll be at El Parada. March 21st, I'll be at Neck of the Woods. And final plug, April 19th, Daddy's headlining Chameleon.
Fuck yeah.
April 19th, I have selected my three comics. They are three comics I think are very funny. And I think they should be brought around to more shows. A couple of them already are. But they are Lauren Hutton, Dan Brady, who's new to the scene, and Allison Stapp.
Nice.
It's a good little lineup. I'm going to... Yeah. I talked to Cal Pal Botkin yesterday. She might... if she's up for it, I might have her do a little spot as well. Ooh. Wait, what? Where are you pointing at?
Really?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Nah, man, it'll be fun to sell. And I'm very excited. Lloyd, do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Nah.
I'm good.
You're good. I get that. But, nah, man, it was a fun episode. And I'm excited. But first, predictions. We almost didn't do those this week. I almost forgot. What's your prediction, Lloyd?
I'm going to say Bengals 41, Ravens 6.
Ooh, player of the game?
Logan Wilson.
Love it. What
are
his stats?
Going to, he's actually going to catch a he's going to catch a tipped off skull.
Ooh!
From DJ Reader's going to smack quarterback's skull into the air. Logan Wilson is going to catch it like a football and run it back for a pick six. And the league's just going to let it stand.
Okay. Because as we all know, my favorite thing to watch in football is the thick six.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to watch in football.
Yeah.
Like an ex of mine who we still talk every now and then. Like, we're talking again, but I'm also like, I even told my friend, I'm like, we're talking, like my stepbrother's girlfriend, I'm like, we're talking again. But I mean, I'm very adamant not trying to do anything, not pursuing this whatsoever. But she's also like super gotten into football. But I'm just like, if you're going to get into football, then you're watching this highlight reel. It is big men scoring touchdowns. It's the best thing to watch.
Oh, Alex.
I am such a wholesome yet sad boy. I fucking suck.
Please leave it to not get Beaver.
How long did you have that joke in the bank?
Right now. You said wholesome but sad. And I went, yep.
Leave it to not get Beaver. That's such a good on-the-spot burn.
Hey, that's, you know, it's all this practice.
She does like old Hollywood, which is a little insult to injury.
I love the ones like that where you couldn't have written it better if I knew that.
Oh, the fucking rules. So my bold prediction, I'm going to say Bengals. I'm going to go modest this week. I'm going to say 87.
Yeah.
Ravens 3. Bold prediction. Justin Tucker kicks a football so far that it goes around the earth
and smacks the upright.
Goes through both uprights, which legally, to a new NFL rule, Northside Sirens, once a week, baby. Which, due to a new NFL rule, if a football goes around the world, and goes through the other, just happens to land through the other goalposts. Exactly one revolution around the world. That is an 81-point field goal for the other team. Oh. Actually, I take that back. It's an 80-point field goal the other team okay. for the other team. Joe Burrow is also going to be my MVP for the week. He's going to go, I'm going to go modest this week. 23 of 26 passing, 216 yards, one touchdown, two holding penalties.
Nice.
Bold prediction. DJ Reader blocks five guys at once.
Not five players, an entire Five Guys restaurant.
Yes, an entire Five Guys restaurant. And it blows Roger Goodell away so hard that when DJ Reader blocks the Five Guys restaurant, one coin from the register flies out of the restaurant and Roger Goodell demands it be flipped to determine the winner of the game. And it lands on heads, which gives the Bengals the victory.
I like it.
Dude, I'm ready for this week.
That's beautiful.
But all that being said, Lloyd.
Alex.
I think we only have one thing left to say.
Fuck you, Baltimore Ravens. We like the Bengals.
Wow, man.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.